play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome back for a second straight night of Galesburg High School boys basketball. Second of three straight nights overall for Galesburg High School basketball, as well as Silver Streaks girls basketball in the 3A regional opener tomorrow night from Macomb. And the Silver Streaks under Coach Evan Massey will be taking on the Canton Little Giants, Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson, with the pregame call at 7:06. If everything's running on time tomorrow night, there will be a preliminary game at 6 o'clock, another regional semifinal, and then the tip-off scheduled for 7:30 tomorrow night. Here tonight, Galesburg boys taking on Rock Island in a makeup game from back in late January. Starting for the Rocks, Mike Reynolds was alluding to it there a little bit in the pregame, four-guard lineup primarily for Coach Tom Siegel. Jamal Randall at 5'8", junior, along with Jameer Price, 6'2", junior. Randy Tucker and Jaden Tucker, the brothers. Randy, the older of the two, 6'4", senior. Jaden, a 6-foot junior. And Ben Ellis, a 6'5", senior. We've seen enough of him over the last couple of years, both in basketball and football. As Mike indicated, the starters for the Silver Streaks, by and large the same as last night, with one change. Instead of Eric Price getting the start, it'll be Nick Fields. Otherwise, Cornell Dotson, Khalil Hodge, Jalen McCants, and Jacob Carl. Sophomores lost here tonight 61-46. That's how things get started. And important for the Silver Streaks to be able to continue the momentum coming off of last night's win at home over Alleman, their last home game of the regular season. McCants and Ellis in the midcourt circle. Silver Streaks wearing the road black with the neon yellow trim. And the Rocks win the tip. Bringing it across midcourt, Jamal Randall gets it into the hands left side of Randy Tucker. Here's Jameer Price with it, up top to Ellis, and now to the right side, Jaden Tucker. All five starters have already touched the ball 15 seconds into the game. On the right side, Randall backs up, coming out for it, Jaden Tucker. Has it back now on the right elbow. Skips it up top to Ellis, looking over the defense. They've got the lane opening, driving down underneath, cutting in from the right side. A miss by Jaden Tucker, gets his own offensive rebound, misses on that putback, and the loose ball picked up off the floor by Nick Fields. Fields weaving back and forth in the backcourt, gets it across the timeline with a crossover dribble in the midcourt circle. To the left side, Hodge shoots the open three, rims off, rebound under the basket, Randy Tucker. Rocky pushes it into the front court. Price to Ellis, high post, Carl comes out to guard him, and they keep Rock Island in the half court. Price driving, cut off at the free throw line. Now Ellis up top to the left side, curling around up top, and he passes it away into the hands of Randy Tucker. Randy Tucker with a lean-in one-hander from the right side, missed it. Rebound on the floor to Jacob Carl, who had 10 rebounds and a double-double last night. Minute 15 into the game, no score. This is the Silver Streaks' second possession. Hodge covered up on the outside into the midcourt circle to Nick Fields. Swing it left, still with the ball in his hands, bounces it away to Carl on the outside. Now into the left elbow, Cornell Dotson. Up top, Hodge. Feeds it to the inside to Jacob. Just to the right side of the lane, air balls a basket, a shot over the basket. Jameer Price underneath with a rebound. Outlet pass underneath, another miss right under the basket by Tucker. He's missed two of those, and Carl with another rebound. Dotson with a hesitation drive in the lane with a bank shot, and the Streaks score first at the 6:12 mark.
And that's one of the things we were talking about also, that we need to get out and transition and attack the basket and try to get easy baskets, and Cornell made one there.
Boy, they've had a couple right now. I won't say easy, but I mean just
great opportunities and
point blank
finish.
Range. Yeah, right into the basket. Here's Price on the outside. Silver Streaks up 2-0 here, 2 minutes into the game. Randy Tucker on the outside as McCants comes out to guard him. Now Ellis up top to the right side. Jameer Price, pull up three. Top of the arc, off the back iron. Rebound over the backboard and out of bounds back to the Silver Streaks. So they start off 0 for 5 here in the first 2:20 of the game. Rock Island 13-10, 4-3 in the Western Big Six. Quincy has already wrapped up a share of the conference title. They're still doing battle primarily with Moline for the conference championship. Moline's coming off two tough losses to Rock Island and to UT. Now McCants has the ball stolen away by Price. Getting out with it in transition. Tucker finishes this time with the shot rolling around the rim on the layup to tie it up at two.
And again, we alluded to that killed us at Galesburg, committing live ball turnovers and ending up taking the ball out of our own net on the other end on a layup by Rock Island.
Cornell Dotson misses a three. Rock Island with a rebound, getting out with it, going up for the dunk, and instead it's just a lob layup to Randy Tucker on the feed from Ellis. And Rock Island, just like that, takes a 4-2 lead. On the left side, this is Hodge in the corner. Now shoots the three and hits.
And let's hope that's a good sign. We need him to be able to get hot from long distance.
Just going to say that. It'd be nice to see Khalil be able to knock down some of those perimeter jumpers without having taken 12 shots to do it or something like that. Streaks can hit from the outside. Their chances increase tremendously. Ellis drives around Carl in the lane, dumps it underneath. Price gets blocked, and a late whistle and a foul called on the Silver Streaks. And Price will shoot two free throws, 4:26 to go first quarter. 5-4 is the Galesburg lead. The hack on the arm, Khalil Hodge, his first and the first against Galesburg.
And I know Coach Reynolds would have liked to seen us there pick up a charge from the help side or weak side defense there. Price was able to get to the rim without seeing any help at all from the Streaks.
And Price knocks down the first free throw. We're tied at 5, not quite 3.5 minutes, just over 3.5 minutes into this opening quarter. Lots of regional basketball going on tonight on both the girls and the boys' side. Here's a miss on the second one. We're still tied. Jalen McCants with a rebound. Should say not on the boys' side as the Silver Streaks turn it over. The 1A and 2A boys are wrapping up their regular season this week. Second turnover on the Silver Streaks, but...
And that's the kind there that we want to limit, the unforced turnover. Not necessarily careless. It wasn't on purpose, but certainly the kind of turnover you don't want to commit at this level.
The big school girls are in regional play is what I was trying to get to earlier. I saw earlier Morton. Of course, you know, such a dominant power in 3A girls basketball. They beat Pontiac tonight 71-18. Here's a three by Jamal Randall from the outside, and Rock Island takes a three-point lead at 8-5.
And good ball movement there. That extra pass will get you an open shot, and it did there for Rocky.
Nick Fields into the front court, all the way to the baseline, puts up a shot and banks it in and gets the foul.
Very aggressive move to the basket. Nick, as you've said before, Brad, has begun making that move more frequently and attacking the basket, and here he's got an opportunity to get a three-point play out of it.
Rock Island just kind of rode him up the side, up the far sideline. And then nobody came over to help out, so Nick just took it all the way down to the low blocks, and he finishes off the three-point play.
He certainly added that to his game.
Tied at 8 after the traditional three-point play by Fields, his first points of the night, and three Silver Streaks have scored here in the early going. Not quite 4.5 minutes in, 8-8 is the Galesburg-Rock Island score. On the left side, Ellis puts the ball on the floor, gets cut off by Carl, leans
into him. Good defense there.
Carl held his ground and gets the block and the rebound. Fields, spin move in the lane, too strong off the backboard that time, and Jameer Price with a rebound. Back come the Rocks, down the lane, Price blocked from the backside by Hodge, and Carl chases down another rebound. Here come the Silver Streaks. Cornell Dotson down the lane, hits the bottom of the rim. Ben Ellis with a rebound. Out of control, Cornell that time. Price, left side of the lane, feeds it through on the right side, and a catch and a release by Jaden
Tucker.
Nice
little dump off to the cutter down the center of the lane there.
10-8. Rocky by 2. Jalen inside the free throw line. Missed it. Had a hand on his own rebound. Knocked out. Now a tie-up called. And the alternating possession favors the Silver Streaks. They'll hang on to it here.
Good hustle there by Jalen. He didn't give up there. He continued to pursue the ball on his own missed shot. And he's going to be rewarded here with the Streaks getting the ball out of bounds. Free throw line extended underneath their own basket.
Nick Fields to the right of the backboard. Gets it into Hodge on the wing. Khalil fakes the pass, shoots a three, off the back iron, rebound chased down by Fields, knocked out of his hands into Tucker's hands. Rock Island with a two-point lead and the ball.
And pace picking up here a little bit.
Uh-huh. in the left corner off the hands of Ellis. Again, another
mishandled
turnover.
Yep. Mishandled there by them and an unforced turnover. And we'll get the basketball back here with an opportunity to tie the ball game or take the lead.
Just the first turnover on Rock Island. Two on the Silver Streaks. 2.5 minutes to go. Opening quarter, 10-8. Rock Island streaks with the ball. Eric Price into the game for the Silver Streaks. Andrew Anderson also checking in for Galesburg.
And Aaron Voss into the ball game, a 6'3 junior for the Rocks.
Dotson on the left wing, dribbles it up top. Eric Price. Now to the right side, Andrew. Back up top to Fields. Looking over the defense, gets it onto the wing to Cornell. Hesitation drive, pulls up from the high post. Blocked, loose ball picked up on the floor, Jameer Price. And he'll slow things down, walking it across midcourt. 10-8 Rock Island, under 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Ellis, high post, skips it right side to Price. Dribbles around Dotson, down to the baseline.
Saw an opening and attacked the rim there. Nice little lefty layup there.
First basket of the game for Price. He's got three to go along with a free throw from earlier. 4-point Rock Island lead, biggest of the game. Here's Cornell driving in the lane and a foul on the floor, guarded by Justin Randall. That's his first. And several again, brother teams on this Rock Island club, Justin and Jamal Randall, along with Randy and Jaden Tucker. Fields sits down for the Silver Streaks. Anderson with it on the inbound, gets it up top to Dotson. Now into the left corner. That's Hodge. He'll pull it back out to the wing to Andrew Anderson. Up top, Eric Price. Fakes left. Cut off at the high post, so he dribbles it back to the outside. Under a minute and a half to go, first quarter. Streaks trail by four. Into the near corner below us, Hodge. Now up top, Price. Long three, airballs it. Out of bounds, back to Rock Island. So the Rocks looking to build on the lead here. Up four. We were tied at eight. But they've scored the last couple of
One of the
times.
Things, Brad, we talked about there as a key at the beginning of the ball game is running our offense. Rock Island will overplay us a great deal, and we're going to look for some back cuts here tonight. And over the years, we've been successful with that.
Up top, this is Randy Tucker with it. Trying to pull McCants out away from the basket, trying to work around a screen now. Picks up his dribble. Anderson comes out to block him, passes it away to the right side. Price with the ball on the floor, swinging around left go the Rocks. Driving in Justin Randall. And a foul on the floor will be a little hand check called. And if that's on Hodge, that's his second.
And that'll bring Nick Fields right back into the ball game.
Two fouls on the Silver Streaks, both on Khalil Hodge with 50 seconds to go here in this opening quarter. Price to inbound from the right of his own basket. Cutting down the right side of the lane.
Gave up an easy layup
right
there off
Justin
that back
Randall
screen.
On the lay-in. 14-8, Rock Island building a 6-point lead now. Into the near corner, Andrew Anderson. Tried to shake his man on the outside. Voss sticks with him. Up top it goes to Jalen. Drives in the lane. Off-balance shot from the free throw line. Missed it. One and done again for the Silver Streaks. Randy Tucker with a rebound.
In the last two, we've not run any offense at all. It's been one pass and a one-on-one move or a contested jump shot.
24 seconds to go. Opening quarter, Rock Island spreads it out, trying to hold for the final shot. They scored the last six, leading by six, 14-8.
Can't fall asleep here defensively.
Between the legs and the dribble, Randy Tucker.
Now they'll go now.
Price with it. Under 10 to go. Price to the high post. Voss coming out for it. If Voss nearly tripped up his own man, passes it away to the outside. Long three is off the back iron. And the ball batted back up and in at the buzzer. And I think it's a Silver Streaks going for the rebound who actually tipped it up and in. So Rock Island takes a 16-8 lead after one. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
The wind bites, the cold stings, even the light from the sun seems to cut right through you. You can squint your eyes, but when the light bounces off the snow, it's absolutely blinding. Not only are 30% of all traffic accidents caused by the blinding glare of the sun, but our eyes are exposed to a significant amount of damaging ultraviolet radiation. The only real way to protect yourself is with polarized sunglasses. And you can find a great selection of designer styles at Kehoe Eye Care.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com.
Rah, rah, sis, boomba. Local fans, stock up on your favorite team gear now during the winter clearance sale at MC Sport & More. T-shirts, hoodies, and polos galore with gear for Galesburg, Knox, Monmouth, Knoxville, A-Town, Rova, and more. Prices reduced up to 50% off. MC Sport & More on South Main and Monmouth and now on East Main and Galesburg.
Everybody has known that's what the ultimate deal is going to be when it struck.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
1 quarter gone, 16-8 Rock Island. They've scored 8 in a row to finish off the quarter and have the ball to begin the second quarter. Left corner jumper, Randy Tucker misses a 3. Long rebound, chased down by Nick Fields. He'll pull it into the front court, lobs it to Andrew, trying to save it out of bounds, throws it back behind him, stolen away by Jamal Randall. Leading down the lane at the other end, gets fouled.
And they'll take advantage of any turnover or any long miss to get a run out, and they're very successful at it, and it's very difficult to get back and stop it.
First foul of the game on Eric Price. Puts Jamal Randall at the free throw line. Had a three-pointer in the first quarter. First free throw up and off the mark. They were tied at 8. Rock Island scored the final 8 points of the first quarter. Looking for a 9th here on the second free throw. And it rattles around and drops through. 4 in the game for Jamal Randall.
And they've set up their 2-2-1 here, and again, that gave us problems in Galesburg in December.
Voss goes for a steal, and it leaves Andrew Anderson. It got to the bass just ahead of him to run in for the layup, and it's 17-10.
Important
first basket
to skip
of the game.
The pass there and also to use pass fakes, and we did it beautifully and got a layup on the other end. Let's hope that bodes well here for our ability to attack it here as we go throughout the ballgame.
Justin Randall shoots a 3. That's way off the mark. Eric Price with a rebound. Streaks, let's see if they can put together a little bit of a run here to try to get back into this game, but a travel called instead into the front court. So after just 3 turnovers the entire game last night, Streaks have already given up 4 times here. Difference in play, difference in competition certainly, but that number cannot get too high if the Streaks are going to win here tonight.
Absolutely. And again, the unforced variety that lead to 2 points on the other end, absolutely critical to be able to have a chance to beat Rock Island here tonight on their home floor.
Across midcourt on the dribble, Jamal Randall. They keep it on the outside. Coming out for it is Ben Ellis back into the game for the Rocks. Here's Jaden Tucker with it to the left side. They skip it right side and through the hands of Charlie Allison on the opposite side. And that's only the second Rock Island turnover.
And they've spread the floor a little bit more. And when they are in the half court, they'll run offense. And you can't get defensive fatigue there, lose your man, or they'll get an easy basket out of it.
17-10 Rocks. Streaks with the ball. Cornell Dotson trying to work around a Jacob Carl screen set to the left side. Nick fakes left, drives right, cut off at the baseline, pops it back out to Eric Price, dives down the lane, shot, rolls off. Jacob Carl rebound, put back and gets fouled. Jacob got the rebound. It looked for a moment like he was wide open. He waited for the head and shoulder fake, and that allowed Rock Island to come in from the backside and foul him. And a chance at a 3-point play here on the second foul of the game on Ben Ellis.
Nice little spin move by Eric. He got to the rim, and it just rolled off the rim. And again, Jacob didn't give up on the play and got the stick back here and has an opportunity to get 3 points out of it.
6:19 to go first half. Silver Streaks down 5 with the free throw coming. First of the night, and Carl rolls it off, but Eric Price gets the rebound. Cut off in the lane, forces it back up. Off the back iron, he gets fouled. Eric will get 2 free throws.
And those kinds of plays are big. They're game-winning kinds of plays. They keep a possession going that it looks like that you're not going to get anything out of it, and here he has a chance to score 2 points from the foul line.
Price on Price. Jameer Price fouls Eric Price, and the Streaks lefty freshman rattles the first one in and out. Neither team shooting free throws very well here early. Rock Island, 2 of 4 as a team. Streaks have yet to knock one down in their third attempt coming here. Spins it. Price shoots it and hits. His first point of the night. Streaks have pulled within 4 now at 17-13. Jamal Randall across midcourt. Coming out high for it, Allison. Looking to pass it right. Keeps it up top into the hands of Voss. Out of the left side, Jamal Randall. Allison comes out high for it at the volleyball line. Fakes the pass right, goes down the lane. Carl reaches in, gets a hand on the ball, ties him up, and the alternating possession sends it back Galesburg's direction.
And that's exactly what you need to do as a defender there from the weaker help side. Jacob stepped right into the driving lane and was able to get him, the offensive player, off his feet and got a tie-up.
Had a little help side defense on the right side from Andrew Anderson as well. Hodge back into the game with two fouls. Here's Nick Fields across midcourt with it, working his way to the near corner down below us. Bounce pass down the lane to Andrew, cutting down, gets cut off, feeds it back behind him to Carl. Pump fakes, puts it up, drives it into the lane, missed it. Rebound, Jaden Tucker. Good move by Jacob.
Absolutely a nice move, just couldn't get it to go down.
On the outside, Randy Tucker. Into the hands of Jamal Randall, working his way around the right side up to the top of the arc. Passes it over to Jaden Tucker on the right sideline. Now Jameer Price with it in front of the Galesburg bench. Trying to work around a screen. Dotson falls down. They get the pass away with it, though. Now to the right side, a pump fake by Jaden Tucker. Steps back, drives around a screen, stops at the free throw line, picks it up, skips it out to Jamal Randall. Price with it. Pump fakes right. Goes left. Step back. Baseline shot. Swished it. That was
and
a great move.
A good defensive series there by us, and a difficult shot made. You tip your cap to him.
6-point Rock Island lead, under 5 to go for the half. Cornell Dotson lost the handle on the ball on the drive, missed it out of control, and a bounce pass from the backcourt into the front court to a driving layup by Jamal Randall.
I mean, right now, and they are gone 84 feet in scoring if you're not back.
And again, the streaks have gotten burned on that from time to time this season. Khalil Hodge misses a three. Here they come again. Pass from the backcourt by Randall. Into the front court. Price leaves it off for Voss, who gets a one-handed teardrop up and in. Just that quickly, they turn a 4-point lead into a 10-point lead for the first time tonight.
And again, on both offensive possessions for us, no offense being run there.
23-13 and a timeout called by Mike Reynolds. 4:15 to go first half. Streaks trail by 10. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Rock Island leads Galesburg 23-13, 4:15 to go here in the first half at Rock Island Fieldhouse. Again, a reminder, Galesburg girls playing tomorrow in the regional opener. There is a semifinal game at 6 o'clock. Galesburg girls will play at 7:30 against the Canton Little Giants. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with pregame coverage at 7:06 tomorrow from Macomb. Coming out of the Galesburg timeout, Anderson, Carl, Hodge, McCants, and Cornell Dotson with it in the far corner.
And Alleman was trapping first pass there.
Carl at the free throw line. Pump
I said Alleman, I meant Rocky.
And a 3-second lane violation. Carl dribbled inside the free throw line. Seemed like a quick 3-second call.
Absolutely a very quick three. And Coach Reynolds is questioning that. And a good question there. I mean, that's an awfully, awfully quick 3-second call.
Fifth Galesburg turnover. Rock Island on a 6-0 run. They had an 8-0 run at the end of the first quarter. Leading by 10 here. Price cut off by Dotson on the right side. Gets it to the outside to Solomon Gustafson into the game. At the free throw line, stepping left, high post shot. Price drains another one. He's got a pretty outside jumper, and he can knock it down. Step back, in motion, floating. He's a tough kid to defend.
Absolutely, and in today's world, not many guys can score a jump shot off the dribble.
I think Jalen McCants just got away with a double dribble. He missed the shot. Rebound to the outlet to Price. Drives. Missed it under the backboard, but he got fouled. Jameer Price will go to the line shooting two, already with 7 points on the night to lead the Rocks.
And, Brad, I would ask you, it looks like the last three possessions, and I know Coach Reynolds made a good time out there to try to get that reset, we're not very confident. We don't look like that we have a clue. And when I say a clue, I mean an idea exactly what we want to do there, and we've went one-on-one there.
Almost looks like the kids are in a hurry to put
yes,
up a shot.
Yes, in a hurry there. Not run offense like we need to run here against Rock Island.
So after the streaks got within four at 17-13, Rock Island has scored 9 in a row, just as they did late first quarter into the first part of the second quarter, and lead by 13 here with 3:23 to go. Price's second one rims off the back iron. Andrew Anderson skies for the rebound for Galesburg. McCants to Carl. Into the corner, Dotson. Back out to Jalen. Skips it up top to Andrew. Anderson in the midcourt circle, left side to Dotson. Drives inside, cut off. And a hand check foul called on Rock Island will be the sixth of the game against the Rocks. 3:08 to go first half. First of the game, rather second of the game. No, that is the first of the game on Randy Tucker. McCants will inbound right of the basket. Next one puts the streaks in the bonus with 3 minutes to go in the half. Price back into the game on the outside. Skips it into the near corner. Andrew pulls up baseline. 17-footer good.
And a much-needed basket there.
26-15. Gelsberg down 11.
See if we can dig in here and get a couple stops here and convert on the other end.
Andrew Anderson has hit both of his buckets here in the second quarter. Like to see the nice pull-up mid-range jumper there. Good indication that maybe Andrew's getting more comfortable coming off the concussion.
That's certainly a benchmark there.
Left side, Solomon Gustafson misses one from outside the lane. In the lane, Jalen McCants with his second rebound. Streaks trying
nice
to push
pass
it into the front court. Down low to Carl. Gets blocked. And then Carl, going for the loose ball rebound, gets tangled up with Jameer Price. And that's the first foul of the game on Jacob Carl.
That was a great block coming out of nowhere there.
26-15. Gelsberg down 11. Yeah, coming down the right side of the lane. I thought Jacob was going to take that one in with a strong finish. And you're right. Block came out of nowhere.
And by the way, Brad, fans at home, no coach can teach that one. That's a God-given one right there in terms of anticipation and athleticism.
2:20 to go for the half. Gelsberg down 11. Gustafson up top to the right side around the screen. Tucker passes it away. That's Jaden Tucker to Jamal Randall. Now to the outside, Randy Tucker. Squared up like he was going to shoot the three. Works around the screen. Stops on the right elbow. Picks up his dribble. Into the far corner, Jaden Tucker dribbles it back out to the volleyball line. 2 minutes, now under 2 minutes to go first half.
And they're being very deliberate again here in the offensive half court.
To the left side, Randall puts the ball on the floor, drives, skips it into the corner. Ellis dribbles it, or rather Price dribbles it out of bounds.
And a good defensive set there, yes. Forced them to finally turn it over.
Fourth of the game for Rock Island, minute 51 to go second quarter. Price in the backcourt. Up the far sideline, Jalen McCants works it toward the middle, skips it under the wing. Now right back to McCants, and good hanging in the air on the pass from Dotson. McCants got bumped, but he banked it in off the backcourt.
Difficult shot he made there, hanging in the air and being able to control his body through contact and score it off the glass.
Back under double digits, streaks down 9.5 to go first half. On the right wing, Jaden Tucker. Up top, Price. Left side into the corner, Jamal Randall. Skips it right side, back to the outside of the volleyball line. Tucker gives way to Randy Tucker, trying to dribble around McCants. Cut off in the lane, passes it into the hands of Andrew Anderson. Lobs it down court. Cornell Dotson chases it down to the baseline. Rock Island gets back defensively. Price. Now Anderson drives. Baseline. Another block. Contact. No foul called either way. And now a foul called on Jacob Carl. Andrew wanted a foul called either on the block down low or on the block from behind. And Jacob Carl gets called for the loose ball rebound, and that's his second of the game.
Sometimes no contact or contact is a no call, but it looked like there that affected Andrew's shot there, and Coach Reynolds has certainly got an argument there.
So the lead stays at 9 for Rock Island. Rocks with the ball with 50 seconds to go first half. After the streaks have done a nice job forcing the Rock Island turnover. Down low, inlet pass to Gustafson. Puts the ball on the floor. Can't get around Andrew Anderson. Kicks it out instead to Randy Tucker. And I missed it. It's against Rock Island. Was that a foul or a turnover? What was it called? Travel?
I don't know if he made the traveling, the mechanics with the traveling call, but I think that's what he called there because there was no illegal screen call for a foul, so it must have been simply shuffling his feet for a turnover.
I just happened to take my eyes off the kid with the ball. I was actually looking at another part of the floor. And then I was trying to figure out what happened.
Never saw the exact call.
I didn't either. Either way, it's a turnover back to Gelsberg. Here's McCants. Justin Endoff into the game. Bad pass through the lane. Justin never had a chance at it. Rock Island steals it right back. 20 seconds to go for
the half. Little things on where to deliver the ball there. That cost a turnover there when it could have led to a shot.
Streaks have denied themselves the opportunity. They've done a nice job defensively against Rock Island, but they haven't been able to cut into this 9-point deficit any further. Gustafson with a little handoff to Price, trying to shake Dotson on the outside, drives to the baseline, and did he dribble out of bounds? Yes, he dribbled all the way too far deep into the baseline, and the Streaks get it back with 2.4 seconds to go. That's 5 turnovers, I believe, is it not, in the quarter? 6 for the game for
yes,
Rock Island?
Yes, and I mean, we've done a great job, as you've stated, on the defensive end of the half court. We just can't get anything going down here on the offensive end.
Streaks have to take it the length of the court with 2.5 seconds to go. Andrew left of the backboard. Gets it to half court. Justin Andoff. Just got a chance. Throws it. Almost banked it in. Hit off the front of the rim. And he did not shoot that squirt up to the basket at all. He almost kind of.
And Justin is always dangerous with a ball in his hands. I mean, shooters can just find a way.
Boy, that would have been a huge lift going into the locker room, wouldn't it? Still, streaks down 9, 26-17. Take a break, come back, take a look at the first half statistics. We'll get a word from the coaching staff as well. We'll check some regional basketball scores from around the area as well. With Galesburg down 26-17 at the break, you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3. Like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Crystal Yeomans from WGIL with this reminder. The City of Galesburg's annual Easter egg hunt is Sunday, March 25th, starting at 1 p.m. sharp outside Lakeside Recreation Center. It's open to children ages 2 to 11. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
Locally owned WGIL. Local radio hosts, local news, keeping you connected. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at Rock Island. The host Rocks lead the Silver Streaks 26-17. There have been some good things about this game, but unfortunately, Steve, mostly defensively for Galesburg, and offensively, once they got behind, it's been hard to crawl back into this game.
And you're right on the money there. We played very, very good defense, especially in the half court. We don't have this breakdown here, but if we kept track of how many baskets or how many points they scored in the half court, it's been very minimal. They've scored out of transition or off of our turnovers or bad misses where we're scrambling. And like you said, offensively, which we have been very, very good in the half court, tonight it's choppy, poor passing. Pass is not delivered where they need to. Here in one of the last possessions, we had a chance for a layup. But again, the pass was just a little bit outside of where he needed to get it. He had to go gather it, and then your opportunity is lost there, and you have to set up the offense. So, again, really, really good defense and not so good on the offensive end, and I think that's where the game stands. We could be right there where we need to be. And again, you go in there with that kind of mindset or that kind of message that, you know, we're doing a great job defensively. Stay with that. Let's clean up some things offensively. We're within striking distance, plenty of time, and get right back in the game and win the ball game.
Our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. We start off with the team numbers as we always do here at the half. Steve?
Silver streak-wise, shooting-wise, field goal percentage, again, not the kind of shooting that we're going to be happy with. We were 7 out of 24 for the field for 29%. Three-point field goal per shooting-wise, percentage-wise, 1 out of 7, 14%. So not the kind of thing offensively that it's going to get it done. Rocky, on the other hand, 11 out of 22 from the field, 50%, and 1 out of 5, three-point line. And again, done a really good job in terms of guarding them in the half court. Rebounding-wise, pretty even. They had 15, we had 14. And turnovers, again, pretty even, although we forced six Rocky turnovers there in the second period by just being able to guard in the half court. And got to continue to do that and make it a half-court game. Again, we have a chance, and we had five turnovers. So, again, it's there. We've got to clean some things up and go from there. And these first 3 minutes will be very big, as we remember at Galesburg. That's when the wheels came off.
Free throw shooting, Rock Island 3-for-6, Galesburg 1-of-3. Want to thank one of our sponsors, Galesburg Nissan, for providing our transportation to Rock Island tonight. Steve Cheeseman and I traveled.
Another great vehicle.
2015 Nissan Rogue, 31,400 miles on it, part of the certified pre-owned fleet, which includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty on any new or used vehicle. Any used vehicle, less than 5 years old and with under 80,000 miles. So this 2015 Nissan Rogue qualifies. And that lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage. It's no extra cost on top of the purchase price of the vehicle. It includes the engine, the transmission, the transfer case, the all-wheel drive assembly, the drivetrain assembly. It's a terrific part of any sales package at Galesburg Nissan. We invite you to check out the 2015 Nissan Rogue at Galesburg Nissan next to the Sandberg Mall in Galesburg. Here at the half, 26-17 Rock Island. We'll take another break, talk things over with the coaching staff when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Stick it to me.
Go to one of our participating sponsors and pick up the gray WGIL button and stick it to you. If our button spotter sees you wearing it, you could win cash.
Just like Mary Ostrander of Galesburg, who won $100, Paul Amonzo of Galesburg, who won $50, and Chuck Hook of Galesburg, who won $40.
Pick up your free WGIL button today at F&M Bank on East Main Street and also on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and at Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Learn more at WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, because on your worst day, having the coverage you need when it matters the most is everything. Partly cloudy skies for tonight, the low down around 24. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, the high of 41. And then for tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Area fog expected with a low of 36. Thursday will bring cloudy skies with a chance of rain early on. Areas of fog as well and a high of 46. Currently, it's 30 degrees in downtown Galesburg.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief. Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Halftime at Rock Island Fieldhouse. Host Rocks lead the Silver Streaks 26-17, only the third true road game of the season for Galesburg. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Let's start down courtside. Steve Cheeseman is with Ryan Hart.
Back here at Rock Island Fieldhouse, we're with assistant coach Ryan Hart. Down 26-17 here, coach. Did a lot of good things defensively, not so much offensively. What do we do here in the second half?
Well, defensively, we've done a lot of good things. We just got to get back in transition on defense. And then when we're going to the rim, we got to play a little bit stronger, a little tougher, and a little bit lower when we're going. Can't expect the refs to bail us out, and they're not doing us any favors on. But, I mean, we got to finish stronger.
Okay, let's go get him and get something here in the second half. Thanks, Coach.
Individual scoring in the first half with the Rocks on top, 26-17. Jameer Price leads all scorers with 8 for Rock Island. Jamal Randall has 6. Randy Tucker, Aaron Voss, each with 4. Justin Randall, Jaden Tucker, each with 2. 26 points for Rock Island, leading by 9. For the Silver Streaks, Andrew Anderson off the bench leads away with just 4. Khalil Hodge, Nick Fields, each have 3. Jalen McCants, Jacob Carl, Cornell Dotson all have 2. Eric Price has a point. And Justin Enhoff did not score in the first half for the Silver Streaks. So They're getting points from just about everybody who's played. The problem is just not enough of them. Galesburg trailing by 9, 26-17. Again, a reminder, Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball tomorrow. Regional semifinal opener. Second game of the day at Macomb will be a 7:06 pregame with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. And a 7:06 starting time for the tip-off. Again, if the first game doesn't run long, Galesburg and Canton tomorrow night here on WGIL. Silver Streaks send Anderson out to start the second half, indicative that Mike Reynolds is pleased with his play in the first half, coming back from that concussion, along with Fields, Dotson, Carl, and Hodge for the Silver Streaks. For Rock Island, it'll be Tucker and Randall, Price, Ellis, who sat quite a bit of the first half with foul trouble, and Jaden Tucker. So the same starting five to begin the second half for the Rocks, just the one change for the Silver Streaks. Price on the outside, bounces it, backdoor reverse layup by Randy Tucker, well executed on the opening play of the second half.
And good execution there. Try to find somebody napping and not into the ball game.
And at the other end,
a good job there getting to the rim.
Cornell Dotson knifes through a couple of defenders, cutting in from the left side, gets the shot to drop through. Galesburg back down 9, 28-19, two quick baskets, first 30 seconds of the second half. On the outside left side, this is Jaden Tucker. Up top, swinging around right side into the hands of Jamal Randall. Driving down the lane, found an opening.
Oh,
missed
a late
it with
whistle
a left
there.
Hand. Yep, and they got Nick Fields hacking him on the arm. That'll be the first foul of the game on Nick. Thought it was going to be a clean block, but not so. And going to the free throw line will be Jamal Randall, one of two in the first half, 6 points, second leading scorer in the first half for the Rocks. Didn't get a chance to run through any scores there at halftime. One I saw, Steve, was Maine South lost tonight to New Trier, 47-44. Of course, our hearts with Tony Laverato and the Hawks and the tough times they've been through since being down at the Galesburg.
And they've lost some tough ball games initially.
Yep. Lost the last two of our tournament, then lost that heartbreaker heave from the opposing free throw line coming off a missed free throw at the end of the game by Evanston. They turn around and won five in a row after that. So they are now 19-8, another successful season for Tony Laverato as they come to the end of their year. Jacob Carl with a reverse layup at the opposite end pulls us back within 9 after Randall made two free throws. It's 30-21. Quick jumper by Jameer Price with a miss. Andrew Anderson steps in front of Hodge with a rebound. See if the Streaks can take advantage of it here. Try to pull back into this game a little bit. Fields up the left side of the wing. Bounces it back behind him to Carl. Dribbles to the free throw line. Leaves it behind him to Cornell. The opening, kicks it out. Open pass. Fields airballs a three way off the mark. And we're going to have a violation against Rock Island of some sort. We're going to turn it back the other direction. A foul called, I guess. And I don't know where the push came.
And where it came. But it was a foul underneath the basket on the missed three. We got a break there.
They whistle it against Ben Ellis, his third. So the Streaks are going to get it right back. First turnover of the second half by Rock Island. Carl down low on the left side. Fires it back to the right side. Andrew steps inside the arc and hits an 18-footer.
I like our start here in the second half. Our offensive focus and execution is a lot more precise and crisp.
30-23, Streaks within 7. Rock Island had a 9-0 run, end of the first quarter, into the second quarter. Streaks got within 4, and then Rock Island had another 9-0 run. Those two runs have been the difference in the game. Streaks are trying to creep back into it here. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Down 7, 30-23. Jameer Price in the midcourt circle with a dribble. To the left side it goes to Jaden Tucker, and they pull it back out into the hands of Ellis. Tries to go back door. Dotson batted it away. Thought maybe it went off Price out of bounds. Good response. And a good recovery also by Cornell to bat it out of bounds.
They scored off of a little bit of high-low here on this inbounds, and we guarded it very nicely there. So we got a
and now official timeout because Khalil is down here a little bit on the left side. You might remember he went out of the game last night, and it looks like he's holding the left side of that leg again, and he's going to get over the shoulders of Jacob Carl and Cornell Dotson, and they're going to pull him out. If you were with us in the pregame, Mike Reynolds said Khalil was still a little bummed up with a Charlie horse because he went out of the game. We didn't know if he knocked knees with
somebody or what happened. We thought that there was blood, and that what led us to that. But he's got and Coach talked about him having a Charlie horse. That's painful, and it may just have re-injured it right there. They're trying to do some back cuts that time. We guarded it and got a turnover out of it.
I mean, I don't know what the situation is with Hodge, but I've got to believe this is an effect of last night's injury as well. And they're going to walk him to the end of the bench, and he's going to get looked at by the trainer here. They tried to go back door. Rock Island turned it over. Good defense by the Silver Streaks. Eric Price into the game for Hodge. Spin move to the baseline, to the free throw line. Carl missed it badly, way off the mark. Randy Tucker with a rebound. Again, I like the way the Streaks move the ball there. Still down seven, though, over five to go third quarter. Here's a jumper from the outside. Three-pointer off the mark. Eric Price boxes out for his third rebound of the game. Streaks get back into the front court.
Nice
back door
there,
cut.
Nice
Nick
pass.
Fields with a lay-in. 30-25, and that forces a Rock Island timeout on the good feed and the bounce pass from Eric Price down the lane.
And we've come out of the locker room here with a very, very, very good focus and a lot of energy, and let's hope we can sustain it here. And Rock Island call a timeout here to regroup a little bit.
8-4 is the Silver Streaks run here to start the third quarter. Not quite 3 minutes in, and Galesburg is pulled within five at 30-25. Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Rock Island tonight, as they do all season long here for Galesburg High School boys and girls basketball during the football season as well. Steve Cheeseman and I traveling in a 2015 Nissan Murano. And this one just a little over 31,400 miles on it. And again, we can't tell you enough about how great the lifetime limited powertrain warranty is, available on all new vehicles and all used vehicles as well, with under 80,000 miles and less than 5 years old. So check them out at Galesburg Nissan, whether it's this 2015 Nissan Murano or any of the terrific certified pre-owned selection at Galesburg Nissan. Coming out of the Rock Island 30-second timeout. Streaks down five on defense. They go back door again, this time execute it to Jamal Randall up and in with the left hand. They're just going to keep going to it, it looks like. Streaks defended it well a couple of times. A little crisper pass that time. Found Jamal Randall for the lay-in, his fourth point of the half. Jalen McCants on the right side. Dribbling in, lost the handle on the ball. Went up into the air. Ben Ellis took it away. Sixth Galesburg turnover. Driving in Randall. Cut off on the baseline. Gets it out to Ellis, trying to dribble around McCants. Cut off in the lane. Takes it all the way to the basket up with the right hand. Ellis didn't give up on it. A little hesitation move, cutting through the lane. And McCants kind of gave up on it for just a half second. And Ellis took the extra move to get around it. Here's Eric Price down the left side of the lane. Got bumped, but finished it off with the left hand.
Able to finish it there in a big basket there by the Streaks. To try to break that run there.
Down seven again, under four to go third quarter. Ellis going right at McCants again. Spin move in the lane up in the left hand. And the senior taking the sophomore to task here in the third quarter.
Big, strong, powerful move in the low post there.
36-27. Ellis playing through foul trouble here in this third quarter. Gets his first 2 points. And now Mike Reynolds calls a 30-second timeout. And this may be something to settle the team a little bit, especially with Ellis going right at Jalen McCants. Might want to make a little defensive correction here.
And again, we came out of the half, really, really focused, doing a good job, and we've had that little situation where we talk about where we give up a run, a mini run or two, and we're right back down by nine here. But again, a critical time of the ball game here where we've got to answer the bell on both the defensive and offensive end here to cut this deficit here.
How frustrating does it get? It's frustrating to watch from a fan's perspective oftentimes, but how frustrating does it get for the players? You feel like you're playing a good half. You feel like, you know, you're chipping away, and all of a sudden you look up and it's a 9-point deficit again.
It is frustrating. And again, the competitor that Mike Reynolds is and how prepared he is and his ball club's prepared. And I know the kids are working it. It's just frustrating for everybody in that situation.
They find an opening down low to Jalen McCants, and he pump fakes and puts it up and in. And good patience by Jalen on the right side of the lane to get the Streaks back
good
within seven here.
Good time out there to get things settled both offensively and defensively. Now we got to dig in here and get a stop.
Jameer Price on the outside. So 3 minutes to go, third quarter, long ways to go. But the Streaks having a hard time cutting into this deficit, down seven. To the outside three by Jaden Tucker, and he hits. And then you get a guy who knocks one
too
down like
that. Too much time there. Yep. He was able to really measure it up there.
5 points in the game for Jaden Tucker. Here's Jalen down the lane. Attacks the basket. Contact, no foul. Rebound by Aaron Voss for Rock Island. And now a whistle at the other end. The ball got knocked out of bounds. Was that a Rock Island turnover?
Yep, threw it into into our bench there.
I looked down to mark the Galesburg turnover. Or the missed shot, I guess. And then Rock Island turned it right back over. Streaks need to take advantage of it, down 10.
And Jalen there just trying to do a little too much.
Here's Dotson from the outside for three. Again, no movement in the offensive half court. And now a push underneath the basket. Somebody clearing out, going for the rebound. And they're going to call that one on Randy Tucker. That's his third. So
good job by the Streaks of trying to work to get into good rebounding position there, and got a foul as a result of that.
Need better ball movement, though, in the half court.
Yes.
There's a bounce pass into the lane, Jacob Carl. And he gets held trying to move in from the right side. That'll be the third foul of the half on Rock Island. 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. And the first of the game on Aaron Voss. All right, good to see Khalil Hodge back into the game. Looks a little gimpy coming back in. So that leg, left leg, is still bothering him a little bit. But good to see him back in there. The lob on the end from the baseline out high to Cornell Dotson. Feeds it into the lane. Jalen inside the free throw line. Forces it up and initiates contact with Aaron Voss.
Excellent job there.
Yep, two quick fouls on Voss, and Jalen will shoot two free throws.
Take it right at him here. We're going to be in the bonus quicker, and we're going to be able to score with no time off the clock and score with foul shots here. Let's knock him down, Jalen.
McCants just under 74% from the free throw line on the season. 2:23 to go, third quarter.
Atabated.
And he knocks down the first one. 3 points in the quarter, five for the game for Jalen McCants. Streaks down nine.
One thing we know here, Brad, there'll be no give up in us. Coach Reynolds doesn't operate like that. He's a guy that again, will not back down or give in any way, shape, or form.
Funny rotation on that second free throw. Missed off, bounce to the outside, and Jameer Price chased down the rebound. I think I said 34-30. On attention, it's 39-30. Gelsberg down 9, 2:15 to go, third quarter. Price with it on the outside. Back up top, now swinging it over to Charlie Allison on the right side. Dribbles to the free throw line, gets it off to Price. Hesitation, drives down the lane, forces it up with the left hand and a basket and a foul.
And that one hurt.
The kid just waits for his moments. I'm so impressed by the way he plays. He doesn't really
seem to force anything.
Yeah.
Very much under control.
Third foul of the game on Cornell Dotson. Picking that one up. And Price will go to the free throw line. 2:01 to go, third quarter. First one up and in. Actually, it's a finishing off the three-point play. And that makes it a 12-point lead now for Rock Island. 42-30.
Pick us up man here and may run and jump and trap out of it.
Their biggest lead in the first half was 13. They're a point away from matching that here with under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Price on the left elbow trying to spin around. Gets the ball on the floor, takes it all the way in from the left side, and then the shot rims off. Rebound by Donnell Carner, who is playing pretty good defense against Price. Rock Island back quickly. Voss, left side of the lane, skips it out. Driving in, Connor gets it out to the left wing, Tucker. Jaden Tucker back behind him to Connor. Now they swing it around to the right side to Price. Calls Connor out. Back around left they go, right in front of the Rock Island bench. Jaden Tucker out high to Price, minute 25 to go, third quarter. 42-30 is the Rock Island lead. Good ball movement here by the Rocks. Lots
of movement. They're going to be in no hurry
here. Allison driving through the lane, stopping at the free throw line. Back out to Price. Leaves it off left side. Now a jumper just inside the arc by Jaden Tucker. Gets the shot and a foul. Came in late. And Tucker's got a chance at a three-point play. He's got seven. 44-30 is the Rock Island lead. Third foul of the game on Khalil Hodge. And Rock Island with its biggest lead now, a minute 8 to go, third quarter, and looking for more with the free throw.
And that really hurts there. They took the air out of the ball, then able to score off the jump shot and be fouled to get the three-point play out of it. It was a real, real killer.
Again, since the Silver Streaks were down 7 at 36-29, they've been outscored 9-1. But they get a three-pointer here by Jalen McCants, of all people. He's got 6 in the quarter, 8 for the game, 45-33. On the outside, Jamal Randall drives to the free throw line, skips it out to Allison. Allison dribbles back with 41 seconds to go. Dribbles up to the free throw line, cut off by Andrew. And the bounce pass to the outside to Jaden Tucker. Dribbling along the half-court line, left to right. Reverses back behind him to Allison with 28 seconds to go. Finds an opening down the lane, cut off in the lane, skips it out to the right side, Tucker on the wing. Randy Tucker, dribbling inside the arc, batted away briefly, chases it down to the volleyball line. Now Anderson comes in from the backside, steals it away from Allison, drives it down court, can't get the shot off the rim, but he's fouled with 14 seconds to go.
That would have been interesting there to get that to go, get a free throw, and then maybe get a steal here and get it back into single digits.
First foul of the game on Charlie Allison after he had the ball stolen away from Andrew Anderson. 11th turnover on the Rocks. Only 7 for the Silver Streaks tonight, so that was one of our keys to the game, talking about limiting the turnovers. The Streaks haven't been able to take advantage of it, and Anderson misses the first free throw. Still down 12, 45-33, 14 seconds to go. Andrew eyes the second one, puts it up, and both of them missed badly. That one off to the right, trying to chase down the rebound. Streaks can't get to it. It's Justin Randall instead for Rock Island. Down to the left side, Voss takes it all the way to the baseline with under 5 seconds to go, gets fouled. And the Streaks again, he's got a little lackadaisical defensively. And Voss took advantage of it, found an opening, took it strong to the basket. He'll shoot 2 free throws.
And again, Rock Island makes you pay for the smallest of mistakes, as you said. Any kind of letdown in terms of what you're trying to do or just missing off of a cylinder or something, you're going to pay the price.
Aaron Voss misses the first free throw. So 2 by Andrew Anderson at the opposite end. We're off the mark badly. Now the first one by Voss is not close, and the second one hits the front of the rim. McCants with a rebound, 4 seconds to go. Has the ball poked away from behind. They're going to foul Randy. They're going to get a call on Randy Tucker, and that'll be his third with 1 second to go. But only the 16th foul for Rock Island, so the Streaks are going to have to take it just over half the length of the court with a second to go. One foul away from getting a chance
see
to shoot a
1-1
there.
Set a screen here to get somebody open here.
Andrew into the backcourt to McCants. Catches, shoots. Oh, was on line, but too strong, high off the backboard. That's the end of the third quarter. 45-33, Rock Island adds to the lead. In the third period, up 12 now. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
It's one of those things you have to try on.
I told you, I'm never going swimsuit shopping with you again.
I'm talking about sunglasses.
Go on.
Designer sunglasses.
Even better. I never leave the house without my shades. Mostly because I never have time to do my eye makeup.
Well, that's good, because you really do need to protect your eyes from the sun. And Kehoe Eye Care carries all the best brands. Coach, Vera Bradley, Ray-Ban, Oakley, and Maui Jim.
Can you get them with prescription lenses?
Is coffee the most important food group?
So why are we still talking? Let's go try on.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Rah, rah, sis, boombah. Local fans, stock up on your favorite team gear now during the winter clearance sale at MC Sport & More. T-shirts, hoodies, and polos galore with gear for Galesburg, Knox, Monmouth, Knoxville, A-Town, Rova, and more. Prices reduced up to 50% off. MC Sport & More on South Main and Monmouth and now on East Main and Galesburg.
I'm Will Stephenson. Governor Bruce Rauner appears before state lawmakers tomorrow to give his budget address. We'll have live coverage from Springfield starting at noon on WGIL.
Silver Streaks trail by 12 heading into the fourth quarter here at Rock Island. 45-33, Streaks with the ball to begin the final period. Cornell Dotson up high along with Eric Price, Jalen McCants, Khalil Hodge, and Andrew Anderson. Silver Streaks have turned the ball only 7 times tonight. Here's a long 3 on the outside by Dotson.
Good start to the period here.
Going to need a lot of that here. Down 9, 45-36. That's kind of been the magic number. As Rock Island drives, leads it off, and a foul called on Khalil Hodge trying to draw the charge as the drive came in from the left side by Justin Randall. And Randall will shoot 2 free throws. 15 foul on the Silver Streak, stops the clock, 35 seconds into the fourth quarter. And the first one up and in.
And we're going to have to stack defensive stops with offensive, being able to come out of the offensive end with scoring points.
Gets both free throws. First points of the game for Justin Randall. Sorry, first points since the first quarter. He's got 4. 11 points is the Rock Island lead. 2-9-0 runs in the first half have been the difference in the game. Streaks haven't been able to make it up. Dotson with another long 3 from the outside. He was a good 4 feet behind the arc. So he just lofted it up, and maybe Cornell's starting to feel it here.
We've talked about him being a streaky shooter from that distance all year, and maybe he can get hot here and get us back into the ballgame.
Back-to-back threes to start the fourth quarter gives him double figures with 10. Missed shot by Jameer Price. Andrew Anderson with a rebound. cut off, trying to get it across midcourt, still trying to find his way across, and just waiting for his moment to go for the steal, and a foul called against Jamal Randall. He was just sort of lurking there, watching Andrew, and then waiting for the moment to attack, and he gets called for a reach foul instead, and Andrew's going to get a one-and-one here.
And that's their MO, their ability to almost be stealth and then pounce on you right now and get that steal, and that time Andrew was able to take care of the ball and get a foul out of it.
Got to make free throws here. Missed his last two, and on the one-and-one, knocks down the first one. It's 47-40. Streaks back within seven now. Trailed by 15 at the end, toward the end of the third quarter. Got a McCants three, two Cornell Dotson threes, now two Andrew Anderson free throws.
And the three ball can get you healthy in a hurry, that's for sure.
Streaks are down six now, 6:45
to go. Let's get a stop here, man.
Dotson trying to go for the steal on Price out high. Now he does get called for the foul. He poked it away briefly. Price was able to get to it. And then Cornell, trying to go for it again, picks up his fourth foul on the reach.
And they've been consistent. They've been consistent with guarding with ball pressure. The defender on the ball is not being able to get his hands in there like normal. They call that tighter.
Mike Reynolds calls a 30-second timeout here. 6:40 to go. All right, so let's put ourselves into the huddle here because you've been there so often, Steve. You can tell us as well as anybody what the discussion there might have been at the end of the third quarter, down 12, and what the discussion might be here, having pulled within six.
I think as you finish the third quarter in a nice way, you again just continue to reinforce playing defense, not letting people run free, get good contests, the good challenges on the shot, and down here run offense, get open shots, and continue to stay in the moment back and forth here and chip away. You can't hit a six-run home run. You're going to be able to get back in the ball game one possession at a time, and I think that's, again, the same thing, that we're getting momentum here, trying to get confidence within what you're trying to do.
And a foul away from the basket. I think they're going to call that on McCants as Jameer Price was trying to get squared away, find an opening down low to get set up, and he gets fouled by Khalil Hodge. So Hodge fouls out of the game with 6:26 to go. And Cornell Dotson also stays on the floor with his four fouls. So we got to watch that the rest of the night here. Again, Hodge out, 6:26. And Price at the free throw line for a 1-1.
And certainly Khalil was not 100% tonight Charlie horse. Difficult to have the range of motion you need.
And Price makes the first one. He's got four and a half, 12 for the game, 48-41 Rock Island. Second one up and in. The kid's just smooth in all aspects of his game.
Really a nice-looking ball player.
8-point Rock Island lead. Dotson across midcourt. Find an opening down the lane and a foul out high. They're going to call a whistle on a hand check by Jamal Randall. Out high, that's his second foul, and it's going to put Dotson at the line for a 1-1.
And a break for us there.
Yeah, they want to play.
Stops.
Exactly.
And our best foul shooter at the line here.
Dotson on the season, 81%, 34 of 42. It's indicative of how passive Cornell can get dribbling the ball as he knocks down the first free throw, that he shot only 42 free throws all season. He can attack the basket as well as anybody.
He's the kind of guy that has that great first step, good quickness, gains ground in a hurry, and can get to the rim and control his body.
And this is the kind of game, I think, where he would be able to do that. Misses the second free throw. Jameer Price skies up high for the rebound, his seventh of the game. Galesburg down seven, 49-42. Charlie Allison on the outside. Now over to Price along the volleyball line. Price leads Rock Island with 13 points. Dotson leads the streaks with 11. Galesburg down seven.
Very deliberate here. Spread the floor a little bit. Want to run some clock.
Under 6 minutes to go is where we are on the clock right now. 49-42 Rock Island. Driving into the lane. Randy Tucker cut off. Still holding it. And a lane violation again?
Yep. Call 3 seconds.
That's the second time we've seen that tonight.
You don't
one
see that twice in a game
right.
ever anymore.
No. The first turnover on the Rocks here in the fourth quarter. They're 12th of the game. Streaks of the ball down seven. Trying to cut into the deficit with 5:40
Big
to go in the game.
Possession here.
On the left side, McCants reverses.
One
left
time,
wing,
Eric.
Price, short. Weak side rebound, Jacob Carl. Dribbles once, ball knocked away. Scramble for it on the floor. And the officials blow the whistle. They're going to call a tie-up. And the possession arrow favors Rock Island. Missed a chance there.
Yeah, and There, the Achilles heel there was getting the ball on the floor.
Yep.
When you do that inside like there, you allow the defense to collapse. You allow people and defenders to get their hands on the ball there. Nice rebound by Jacob there. We just couldn't finish it.
Eighth turnover on the Silver Streaks, first in the fourth quarter. 5:15 to go in the game. Rocky almost lost it, but the ball hung there for Randy Tucker before the Streaks could get to it. Ellis with a teardrop in the lane.
Big basket there.
6 points in the game, all in the second half for Ben Ellis, and the lead is back to 9 now, 51-42. Cornell dribbles into a double team, bounces it behind it. Price drives, big step
nice
to the lane,
there.
Up with the left hand. 4 in the half, 5 for the game for Eric Price, 51-44. Rock Island by 7. Rock Island has had the lead since going up 10-8 in the first quarter. Part of a 9-0 run. Streaks got within 4 in the second quarter, and Rocky went on another 9-0 run. They lead by 7 here. Driving in, Ellis lost a handle on it, but it came right back to him. Goes around Carl on the baseline, and the recovery finishes off of the basket.
Tough break there.
It was. He just lost the handle on the ball, but somehow it found its way back to him, and he was able to get around Jacob Carl as a result. Back to a 9-point lead. Ellis has been strong in the interior here in the second half for the Rocks. He's got 8 for the game. Between the circles, Price to the left side, McCann stops at the high post. Feeds it right side over to Price. Dribbles it back out to the arc. Scoops it to Cornell Dotson. Halfway through quarter number 4, Streaks down 9. Showing some patience here, but needing to find a good shot. There it is, down low. Cornell turns around, up and in with the right hand.
Nice offensive set there. They ran the offense beautifully all the way through and got a layup.
And a good find by Eric Price out on the left wing. Cornell's got 9 in the quarter, making a play for Crunch Time Player of the Game here tonight. Streaks down 7, 3:35 to go in the game. Price with the ball on his hip. Now picks it up. McCants comes out, forces him to dribble. Dribbles it twice, gets it to Ellis. Ellis on the give and go to Price. Down to the baseline, gets around McCants, takes it all the way in. Just schooled the sophomore.
Yeah, had an isolation, had the floor to himself on that side, and was able to get to the rim one-on-one.
9-point Rock Island lead. It's seemingly been there all night. McCants drives into the lane, runs into Charlie Allison, who just reaches in and pokes it away. Price into the front court. Randy Tucker dribbles it back out. 3 minutes to go in the game. Streaks down 9. Allison on the left elbow. Up top, throws it behind 2 teammates and out of bounds. Sloppy turnover by Rock Island. Streaks need to take advantage of it here.
We'll take that, and we do need to take advantage of that, and then get some stops, maybe a turnover and a layup off that turnover. We've got to do something here a little bit special.
Under 3 to go in the game. Streaks down 9. Eric Price across midcourt. 3 nights in a row for Galesburg High School basketball. 2 boys games, girls tomorrow in regional play. Price drives in from the left side, gets fouled. That's the 4th of the game on Randy Tucker. And the 9th team foul on Rock Island will be a 1-1 at the free throw line for Eric Price, who's 8 of 17 at the line this season. 1 of 2 tonight for 9 of 19. Under 50%. Streaks need 2 here. He's got to make the first one. 2:47 showing on the clock. Streaks down 9. Sophomores lost tonight by 15. Eric knocks down the first one. Eric's had a good game here in the second half. Not so much scoring. He's got 5.
He's provided a lot of energy and made things happen.
Yeah, has some good passes, good interior passes. Misses the second free throw. Box out by Ellis for his second rebound. 8-point Rock Island lead. Rocks with the ball. 2:40 to go in the game.
Again, they're going to be very deliberate here.
Driving in from the right side and a grab by Nick Fields and no foul called. Unbelievable. Darnell Connor driving in from the right side. Fields just reached out and grabbed him on the arm. Connor lost the ball out of bounds and the Streaks are going to get it back.
We definitely got a break there that was very evident that his arm really, really got grabbed there, and that's the only way he lost the ball. We'll take it.
Yeah, you got a guy go up into the air, and all of a sudden he stops and gets pulled back down, and now Andrew Anderson knifing in from the right side gets fouled going to the basket, and that's making the crowd uneasy, seeing the foul called on the other end, and Andrew's going to shoot 2 free throws on the second foul against Charlie Allison.
And
wow.
Again, we've got to take advantage of these. We can't split these free throws here. And that's a big break for the Silver Streaks there from defense to offense.
Andrew's first one is off the mark. He missed his first 2. Then earlier this quarter made 2 really good-looking free throws, and then that one was well off the mark again. So he said he don't want to split them. Well, now we do want to split them.
Yeah, now we want to make the second one to certainly make it a seven-point ball game.
Down 8, 2:25 to go, and he does make the second one. 3 in the quarter, 5 for the half, and 9 for the game for Andrew Anderson. 55-48, streaks down 7, and Galesburg calls timeout. 2:25 to play. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Congratulations to Ann Mueller of Galesburg. Ann was spotted wearing the gray WGIL button and won $50 cash. To find out how you can win, go to WGIL.com.
Rock Island 55, Galesburg 48. Streaks call their fourth timeout here. And Steve, we were just talking off air kind of what the strategy is here in this final 2:25 of the game.
And we're going to be in that. We're going to be in a – we've got to go and take chances now full court-wise, and we're going to be in a 1-2-1-1. And, again, we also talk about who we want to foul here. We've got to take chances, try to get a trap here, get a turnover, a live ball turnover, and convert.
Into the front
court. We've got a trap going right now.
Jaden Tucker right along the far baseline, and there's the first timeout called by Rock Island here in this second half. And likely just a 30-second timeout. Sorry, they did call one earlier in the third quarter. So they got what they wanted. Not a real wise decision by Rock Island's. Jaden Tucker, they inbounded it to him on the left sideline, and then he dribbled back toward the baseline. Yeah. So the Silver Streaks were able to surround him there. Rock Island still with 3 timeouts and 5 seconds off the clock.
And the baseline becomes a third defender there.
Yep.
Now a key here is they can't move as they inbound the ball, and we can really pressure the ball. Jalen will be on the ball to certainly limit vision and also passing lanes, looking to get a hard trap on that inbound pass here and then good rotation, see if we can get a steal or an interception.
To get it into the inbound on the baseline and then the reversal back and then quickly into the front court to Jameer Price and stops right across the midcourt line, feeds it right side over to Randy Tucker. So they handled it much better that time and get it into the front court. We're approaching 2 minutes to go in the game with the streaks down 7. Dotson on the dribble has to be careful with those 4 fouls. Pass gets away to the left side to Allison. He'll dribble it back out. Anderson chases him.
That's who we want to foul in that situation.
They foul him right away. First foul of the game on Andrew Anderson. And the 1-1 puts Charlie Allison at the line for his first attempt of the night. The 6'3 junior has not taken a shot tonight. He hit a big shot in the win over Moline a couple of weeks ago, and the first one is off the front of the rim. Not even close. Andrew Anderson with a rebound. Streaks down 7. Quick drive by Nick Fields in from the right side and a blocking foul on the floor. But Nick will shoot 2 free throws regardless, stopping the clock with a minute 51
and
to go.
And with little clock, a little time taken off the clock here as well. And again, in a double bonus now. But again, we've got to knock these down.
And Allison picks up the foul on the other end after missing the free throw on this end. Fields, first one up and in.
And the other thing here, Brad, making this second free throw allows us to set our press again and gives us the opportunity to get a turnover.
Nick Fields has increased his free throw percentage to 68%, and he knocks down 2 here.
Talon Parks will come into the ball game now. Very key defender here with his quickness and his ability to trap here and get Cornell out of the ball game here, who has 4 fouls.
Streaks within 5, 55-50. McCants on the inbound.
Get a trap right there.
They get it on the far side into the front court. Randy Tucker pulls up across midcourt. Here comes the trap. He feeds it right side over to Jameer Price. Tylan Parks reaching in, trying to foul, now does get the foul. And Mike Reynolds a little flummoxed because that's not who he wanted his team to foul.
So, and again, credit Rocky and Price for getting going to get the ball and wanting the ball in that
Once
situation.
Randy Tucker got it across midcourt, then all he had to do was find Price. First foul of the game on Tylan Parks. Stops the clock a minute 39 to go. So it took 12 seconds off the clock. And Jameer Price will go to the free throw line. 2-for-4 at the line in the first half, but 3-for-3 in the second half. He has 7 points in the half, 15 for the game, and the first one is a miss. But then the Streaks struggle to get the rebound. Anderson goes for it, but it's Darnell Connor who comes up with it. And now Rock Island calls timeout. So the Streaks got what they wanted, but then they couldn't get the rebound off the miss, and Rocky calls a timeout after Darnell Connor secured it.
Yeah,
and Connor had just come in right before that first free throw.
A tough one there. We've got to be able to get the rebound there. We can come down and make it a one-possession ball game and really put the pressure on them here. But, again, can't pursue and secure the basketball there off the rebound. A real, real tough break there and a tough turning point there for us at this point in time.
And the Streaks, if they want to foul, I mean, if once Rock Island gets it in bounds, if the Streaks want to foul somebody, it's going to be the double bonus the rest of the way.
Yeah.
So two times down the court, they got a kid at the line shooting a one in bonus and missed the front end both times. But you're not going to have that luxury here the rest of the way now in the next foul.
You know, we talk in athletics and a lot like life, you know, metaphor for that. The little things matter, and not being able to secure that rebound is a little thing, but it's going to turn out to be a very, very big thing here in this ballgame. And a lot of those things, we talked about the ability here in during the ballgame to be able to deliver the pass in the right to the offensive player in the right spot. And when you don't, then you blow an opportunity to get a basket.
Rock Island led by 12 coming into this fourth quarter. It was 15 late in the third quarter. They had a 9-point lead at Quincy that they lost.
Steal.
And here's a steal.
And
Tyler Parks
here
with a layup. It's good.
And we got a foul, too.
And they call the foul. Rock Island tried to get back and draw the charge. I did not hear the whistle. And it's a blocking foul. And after the turnover by the Rocks, the Streaks get it to a one-possession game. And Tylan Parks will shoot for a 3-point play.
No give up in the Silver Streaks here. Let's see if we can convert. And then right back into that press again.
Third foul on Jamal Randall. 55-52, a minute 29 to go in the game. Tylan's free throw. Banks around and drops through. 2-point game. How much is that loss at Quincy maybe creeping into the Rock Island players' minds? Tylan Parks comes from the backside and fouls Randy Tucker. 5 seconds off the clock. Second foul of the game on Tylan Parks, and he'll go back to the bench. And Cornell Dotson will come in to replace him with a minute 24 to go. And Randy Tucker shooting two free throws. Again, they had a 9-point lead at Quincy in the conference game Friday night and lost by three. The free throw rattles around and drops through.
And again, that's got to be in the back of their mind.
56-53, still a one-possession game. Rocky by three, minute 24 to go. Second free throw up and in. Much smoother on the second.
Two big free throws there by Randall.
57-53, Nick
Fields. They're going to pick us up full court here to try to make us burn time here in terms of getting the ball in the front court.
On the inbound to Eric Price. He's going to be guarded by Jameer Price, bringing it across midcourt. Eric to the left side on the wing. Leaves off to Andrew Anderson. Crossover dribble. Left side. Drives and scores. Andrew with 11 in the game. 57-55. Streaks down two. Full court press is on. Nick Fields reaches in and fouls Darnell Connor right away. And here's another kid going to the line who has not taken a shot attempt at the line or from the floor in this game.
And you try to get the trap, steal, interception, and then you've got to foul immediately again as time is a factor. And a good foul there. And hopefully again on the right guy here.
Minute six to go. Free throw in and out.
Good.
Missed by Darnell Connor. So even if he makes a second one, it's still a one-possession game. 66 seconds to go. Streaks down two. Connor eyes a second one.
Short,
and comes up well short.
Oh.
And then Field loses the handle on the
time
ball.
Out,
skips
out.
On it and calls timeout. Just out of the outstretched arms of Fields after he slipped and fell, but he was able to reach out, secure the ball. And, they call an alternating possession. They call a tie-up, and the Streaks still get it, though. So the possession arrow now switches back to Rock Island with under a minute to go in the game.
We have to be patient here and run offense.
Down two.
Keep our poise.
Eric Price up top. To the left side, Andrew tried to go baseline, cut off. Reverses into the lane.
Oh!
Shot it up and in! Knifing through the lane, and he got fouled! Off-balance shot. He flipped it over the shoulder with his right hand and a chance to take the lead with 47 seconds to go in the game.
Holy cow. Just flipped that over his shoulder there, and it went in and got a chance here to give the Streaks a lead. What a great play there by Andrew Anderson. and a tremendous show of character here by the Streaks as they battle back from this deficit.
First foul of the game on Jaden Tucker, and the Streaks take the lead on the Anderson free throw. 58-57, their first lead of the game since they were up 5-4, and a timeout by Rock Island.
And the Streaks bench is out to half court greeting their teammates here, and rightfully so here. Now the timeout will be about what we need to do in terms of guarding them in the half court here. And then either a make or a mix. We still have a timeout here to play with, depending upon the circumstances of this defensive possession here.
Since the Streaks were down 9, 55-46, they have outscored Rock Island 12-2 to take a 58-57 lead. Keep in mind, again, late third quarter, the Streaks were down 45-30, their biggest deficit of the game. Jalen McCants hit a three-pointer at the end of the third quarter, and then Cornell Dotson opened the fourth quarter with a couple of three-pointers. That got them within 6. Rock Island built the lead back up to 9, and it was still around a 9-point lead. It was still a 9-point lead with around 2.5 minutes to go in the game, and the Streaks have come back, outscoring them by 10 in about a minute and a half of clock time, and lead it by 1 with just under 45 seconds to go.
And I think the big thing here is our guys just kept chipping away, continuing to try to execute the way they needed to, and have got themselves here a 1-point lead. Let's guard here.
Jameer Price will bring it across midcourt, guarded by Cornell Dotson to Ben Ellis. Are they going to try to wind down to the final shot here? How long will they hold the ball? Down to 30 seconds to go. To the left side, Jamal Randall drives, takes it right to Nick Fields, missed the shot, got his offensive rebound, missed it. Rock Island with another one, saves it inbounds to Jalen McCants, who gets fouled by Randy Tucker.
Tremendous play. The ball was on the floor, and it looked like it could be anybody, and Jalen pursued it, got control of it, and he's got fouled here. And these are two big, big, big free throws here.
Jalen McCants with his fourth rebound of the game. 6 points in the third quarter, has not scored in the fourth quarter, 8 for the game. 22 seconds to go, Streaks leading by 1.
Elbow needs to be underneath the ball here. When it is, it's really good. When it's not so good.
Randy Tucker fouled out of the game on that. 2 free throws for McCants, up and in and out.
And he had it there. Good-looking free throw, just rimmed in and out.
1 point Galesburg lead. 22 seconds to go. Second free throw for Jalen McCants coming.
Big free throw here. Makes them score the 3-ball to win the ball game, and they've got to have 2 to get to overtime.
It's up and off the back iron.
And we get a rebound.
Jacob Carl.
And they're going to call it on Jacob.
I think they're going to say McCants went over the line.
No, they're going to get Jacob Carl, I think, on the offensive rebound.
Okay,
there.
You're right. Yep, third foul on Jacob Carl. So McCants misses 2 free throws, and now we're going to walk it to the other end. And Jaden Tucker is going to shoot 2 free throws. And in an odd kind of way, Steve, this might not be all bad because the Streaks have a 1-point lead with 21 seconds left. They feasibly could get the ball back with the final possession here. He missed the first one.
Yeah, and that didn't look very good here. Now, we've got to look for a long rebound here. Something funny here off the rim.
Yeah.
After that first miss, we have to be ready for anything. Have our hands ready to go here, not be surprised.
Second one is good. We're tied up. 58-58.
We have a timeout here to set up as we get in the half court, or we'll let it play out. Looks like we're going to let it play out here.
Anderson, right side, Carl, back out.
And we're going to get a timeout.
He's going to back it up, and now Mike Reynolds will call his final timeout with 12.7 seconds remaining. The possession arrow favors Rock Island. Both teams in the double bonus, and the Streaks have 12.7 seconds in that timeout to use to set up the final shot and a potential road victory. Where, again, the Silver Streaks have not lost on the road. This is only their third true road game of the season, and their first one since early December. They've had this huge fourth quarter comeback and a chance to win.
First thing to do here with 12.7 seconds is we've got to get the ball in bounds. So we'll set up something and drop something to make sure. And we work on this in practice. Ball on the sideline in bounds, in the front court, in the back court. Get the ball in bounds. Create something, probably getting to the rim so that we can have a potential foul. And again, you got to be strong with it. Not too early, unless it's wide open, and not too late so that we could get possibly a tip in here, and no foul on the offensive rebound. Don't want to give them a chance here off of a miss to go 84 feet and score.
How early do you shoot the ball so you can still hopefully have that?
I think that you've got to have you want to get the ball off by three seconds to go to have a chance at that stick back or a tip in here. But, again, no foul on that, but you've got to take care of it. They look like they're going to deny here, and rightfully so. Nick, get it in and go. Plenty of time, but you got to go now. It's at 10.
Nick Fields on the inbound gets it back from Price. To the left side, it goes to Cornell Dotson with 5. Works his way to the top of the arc with 3. Nice between two defenders. Throws it up toward the basket, and he got fouled. Oh. Dribbling between two defenders with 8-tenths of a second left. And Cornell Dotson is shooting 2 free throws on the foul by Jaden Tucker as he knifed between both Tucker and Charlie Allison.
And again, an aggressive move by Cornell there, and letting the thing go and trying to certainly sell the foul.
First one by Cornell on the way. And good. Streak for the lead.
And again, we want to get back here and defend. We want to be able to token defense here. But again, no foul in any way, shape, or form here.
Do you just miss?
That's a possibility. They've got a chance to call timeout and set it.
Yep, he goes ahead and makes it.
Out and set it.
Cornell Dotson, we mentioned it early fourth quarter, making a bid to be Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. He may have iced it right there with 2 big free throws, 8-tenths of a second showing the clock, and Rock Island has to take it the length of the court coming out of their final timeout.
Certainly you want to, and there's a couple of different options here. You're going to have some kind of tip here. We've certainly remember longtime fans of the Christian Leitner play where you're trying to tip it to
that was a little more time. Not much, but a little more time.
A cutter here to where you're trying to tip it and get a shot off the move there. You can set a screen down in the backcourt and try to get a runner coming up the floor. But it doesn't give you much time. It's more likely to throw this ball here. I know that we'll get probably Jalen on the inbounds pass. He'll be able to move here.
Right.
You want to make him have to throw this ball over, length here. And again, no foul in any situation here at all. And you got a great chance here. Let's see what we've got. If we had a timeout here, we could call another one to certainly see what they did here.
Voss,
looks like they'll come running off this screen here.
Voss will inbound from the baseline.
Try to get this as deep as you can.
Running baseline. Right off. He's got 3 men in the front court, and it's intercepted by Ender Anderson.
A big win here. A big comeback win here. As good a comeback win here as we've had in a long, long time. Absolutely unbelievable.
Mike Reynolds leaps into the air.
And rightfully so.
Pumps his fists. And son Sean is the first one off the bench.
I'm excited here.
To leap into his arms.
Absolutely tremendous here.
60-58. Galesburg rallies back from 12-point deficit at the start of the fourth quarter, and Rock Island blows a fourth-quarter lead in a conference game for the second consecutive game. And Rock Island falls to 4-4. Galesburg moves ahead of them in the standings at 5-3 and wins their 20th game of the season.
Unbelievable here. And again, this crowd is stunned here. No question about it here. They didn't see this coming at all here. A great, great win by the Silver Streaks on the road here. One of the biggest wins here in a long, long time.
27 fourth quarter points for a 60-58 victory, and we anticipate talking with Mike Reynolds pretty darn quickly when we come back for the post game on WGIL and WGIL.com.
He might just fly right up here.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Stick it to me.
Go to one of our participating sponsors and pick up the gray WGIL button and stick it to you. If our button spotter sees you wearing it, you could win cash.
Just like Phil Henderson of Galesburg, who won $50, Debbie Rafferty of Abingdon, who won $30, and Mary Gear of Abingdon, who won $50.
Pick up your free WGIL button today at Carmark Tire and Auto at Sandberg Mall in Galesburg and at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Learn more at WGIL.com.
Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3. So now you can save for a
weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
Sure.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With grandma, of course. Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get any size soft drink or sweet tea, just $1 each. A two-piece buttermilk crispy tender is only $2. Or a sausage McMuffin with egg, just $3. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
You can get a good look at a T-bone steak by sticking your head up a bull's butt, but wouldn't you rather take the butcher's word for it? In this analogy, I, Jamie Monk, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota, am the butcher. And you, my friend, are the person looking for a good T-bone steak. But we don't sell meat. We sell cars. And we have a lot full of the most beautiful vehicles you've ever seen. What I need you to trust me on is that their price is as low as anyone can go. In fact, they're the lowest prices in the north, south, east, and west. So you can drive all around confirming that fact, or you can just come get your keys at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
Find them on Facebook or GalesburgToyota.com.
There's only one place to go after an accident. We have rental cars, detail for life, and plenty of Dave's Gator Sauce to go around. Come to Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Rah, rah, sis, boomba. Local fans, stock up on your favorite team gear now during the winter clearance sale at MC Sport and More. T-shirts, hoodies, and polos galore with gear for Galesburg, Knox, Monmouth, Knoxville, A-Town, Rova, and more. Prices reduced up to 50% off. MC Sport and More on South Main and Monmouth, and now on East Main and Galesburg.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, because on your worst day, having the coverage you need when it matters the most is everything. Partly cloudy skies for tonight, the low down around 24. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, the high of 41. And then for tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, area fog expect with a low of 36. Thursday will bring cloudy skies with a chance of rain early on, areas of fog as well, and a high of 46. Currently, it's 30 degrees in downtown Galesburg.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
What an incredible comeback in the fourth quarter by Galesburg. It actually started late third quarter down 15. Come all the way back to win this game 60-58. Cornell Dotson ices it with two free throws with 0.8 seconds. And the Streaks hit the 20-win mark for the fifth time in seasons. Our head coach is with us now. Our post-game interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
And Air Reynolds got up here faster than a 747 did. We're the half, besides him and his coaching staff and ball club, happiest guys in the gym, and these folks are just left shell-shocked here. Coach, like I said, 45-30 down, come back here in a big way. You talk about it.
Well, I mean, we just told our guys, we keep fighting. We got to fight. We knew some offense would come for us. And then about 6 minutes left in the game, we got their seventh foul on them, and I told our guys, just keep driving to the rim. We'll have a chance. We'll have to make some free throws, which we actually didn't make as many as we normally do.
Right.
You know, I think some good free throw shooters missed some, but we came up with big play after big play after big play. And you know, I can't say enough about, you know, you talk about Eric Price as a freshman and Jalen's a sophomore to come in. It's not a Friday night crowd here at Rock Island. I don't care what night.
Doesn't matter.
I don't care what night of week it is.
Doesn't matter.
You know, this isn't a place too many teams come in and win. And you know, to get the 20th win here at Rock Island is – it's pretty special for our guys.
Our team hung around all night. I mean, we talked about it up here. It was like this nine-point barrier.
We actually played, I thought, the one of the worst half of basketball offensively in the half that we have in 2 or 3 months. We didn't get back on defense. I was on the guys pretty good. You know, we got a lot. You know, I was ticked at half. You know,
Probably I've never seen that.
Probably ticked enough. My 11-year-old should have went out in the hallway, but I was upset because that's not the way we've been playing. That's not the way we've been practicing. And I just said, we got to fight. And then Tylan comes up with that huge steal and runs it in and lays it in and made a free throw just like his brother used to a bank.
And, hey, anyway, right?
Yeah, they won't ask you tomorrow, but that was as big a play as we've had by anybody all year. That was great.
End of the game there as we're trying to win the ball game. You call timeout just the way you wanted to. What were you trying to do there? What do we want to get out of that?
Well, I told Andrew, you know, we were trying to set a little play cut that covered that. And I told Mel, walking out of the hall, I said, you don't have to pass up top. You know, we've seen that before. You saw them all jump up top and left the driving lane open. I said, you can, but that shot's got to come with under 3 seconds. You know, it's got to come with under 3 seconds. Yeah. And we got to go to overtime. We got the momentum.
That's,
you know,
right.
Parker's out. Some guys are out. You know, we just got to go to the rim. 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 And that was a senior play. You know, I'm glad. You know, Jalen missed those 2 free throws after he came with a huge rebound. And then we got a foul on Carl. With luck have it, it was the right guy to foul. You know, that's one of the guys we targeted to foul. And,
we talked about that. You know, we've always carried our list. We know exactly what we want to do.
You know, stats are good. We've been burned on stats. I remember Muscovelli and some guys. We've been burned on stats before. But tonight, that's worked in our favor here at Rock Island. And for us to keep fighting like that, I'm proud.
Part of that story, too, is Cornell playing that fourth quarter with 4 fouls.
Yeah. No. Well, we moved him off Price. I mean, we had
right,
to move him off
right.
Price. You know, Price is as good a guard as any in the league. You know, and they have 2 all-conference guards. You know, big-time guards, I think. And Tucker and Price, I think those guys are good. And they've got as good a post player as anybody in the league. They got 3 really, really, really good players and great role players with them. And you can see they beat teams here down the street. You know, they beat Moline. They probably should have beat Quincy.
They could be 7-0 in the conference coming into tonight.
Yeah, and you know, I know they were hoping for to win out and hope UT or it beat Quincy, but you know, I don't know. We just fought like crazy, and I don't know that I've been happier. I said that a couple weeks ago when we were undermanned against UT, but this one even tops that one.
This is enormous. Where do you go from here? We've played 2 ball games now. We've got 2 more on the road tomorrow and Thursday.
Well, you
What's
know I want to go to Whitey's, but they told me it's a school night, so I'm going to have to go to Whitey's probably. We go to practice tomorrow, Cheese. You know, it's a 24-hour rule. Well, it won't be 24, it'll be 18 hours. And, you know.
Move on to the next, right?
We're going to try to do something nobody's ever done. So that's what we're going to try to do on Friday. I don't know. You know, Moline's really, 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 really good. And I think our guys will go and fight. I know they beat us by 150 points last time, I think. So, you know, I mean, I don't think anybody at Wharton's expecting us to win. So we're going to come there and fight like crazy and see where our young guys can put us.
What's the most special part of the night? Hearing that final horn or having that huge hug from that 11-year-old who jumped into your arms?
Yeah, he was sick yesterday and was begging to go to school so he could watch us play all of them. But I said, just get a little better. And I don't know that he's 100% better, but you weren't going to keep him here from here. And he was sizing up the 5th graders. At halftime of the thing, so I think he thinks he can score some points, but won't be for lack of shooting. But I'm happy as heck, and I know my 6-year-old and my wife are at home listening because, you know, we can't bring a 6-year-old this far on a school night. But hopefully he's in bed, and I'll tell him how we won by 50. He won't know the difference.
And I know this, Mr. and Mrs. Rolls in Florida, and my dad back at home.
Oh, yeah.
Are pleased as punch for this win tonight.
Absolutely, my parents, I'm sure, are smiling. And if you didn't have it on the air, I'm sure they called and told them to get it on the air.
Well, and I know you don't sleep real well at night a lot of times.
No, I won't tonight either.
This will be a good one not
well,
to sleep.
Well, yeah, it's okay, yeah.
Maybe get an hour tonight or 2, hopefully.
Yeah, you know, I'll watch some Moline tape and we'll be ready to rock and roll then.
Congratulations, Coach. Great job tonight. 60-58 the final, the comeback to win over Rock Island. We'll run through our final stats and give you our day's auto body crunch time player of the game, as if you don't already know who it's going to be when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met a trophy, but I love it.
You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, breathe love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart breathe loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breathe Love Sporting Goods in downtown Key West. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing,
Breathe Loves will show you the love.
Call 800-314-8337.
I heart breathe loves.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
It's the regional opener for the Galesburg Silver Streaks tomorrow night at Macomb as they take on the Canton Little Giants. I'm Tom Erdick. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 7:06 on WGIL.
Let's say it again, Steve. 60-58, the Streaks win here at Rock Island. Tremendous come-from-behind victory, down 15 late in the third quarter, and they outscore Rock Island 27-13. In the fourth quarter, they had 33 points going into the fourth quarter, 27 in the fourth quarter to get their 20th win of the year.
Brad, in the old days, they used to have the NFL films had fantastic finishes where they'd show those highlights each week. Well, this would be this week's version of NFL films, fantastic finish. What a big victory here, an exciting victory here, and a out-of-nowhere victory, to tell you the truth.
Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Had a lot of candidates, but it really comes down to really only one choice when you get right down to the true crunch time moment of this game.
And he makes the free throws, and we get a win here. And Cornell, I mean, Tylan Parks made the great steal.
He'd
be right there. But when you make two free throws that win the game.
With
eight-tenths of a second to go in an opposing gym that you don't get a chance to win very often, I think that qualifies, that's for sure. Cornell Dotson. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight.
We go back to the beginning of the fourth quarter, too, when he hit those back-to-back
big
threes.
Big time to get it. That really sparked us. That ignited us.
Coming off that McCants three at the end of the third quarter, then Cornell hits back-to-back in the fourth quarter. All of a sudden, that 15-point lead very quickly gets down to nine. And I just can't help but think Andrew Anderson hits the two free throws, and we're within six at 47-41. That's with 6:40 to go in the game. I just can't help but think that Quincy game that Rocky lost on Friday had to be playing into their minds even a little bit.
It's
you just
have
that little bit of doubt in there.
Human nature. You go, here we go again kind of thing.
You see
those same things happening, and you just can't stop it sometimes. And that happened here tonight, I thought, too. But, again, credit the Streaks for just an outstanding ability to chip away and make plays when they need to, shots, stops. You name it, just a great job by the Streaks of making this happen here.
Final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. How about our team numbers starting us off, Steve?
Field goal percentage-wise, we end up 21 for 44 for 47%.
Who'd have thought that?
Yeah, absolutely, when we were at 29% in the first half. We end up shooting, 14 out of 20 in the second half and 7 out of 8 in the fourth quarter. 4 for 13,
wow.
3-point percentage-wise. Rocky, again, a very good shooting night, but again, they didn't get off as many shots as we did. 21 out of 37 for 56%, 2 for 7, 3-point field goal percentage-wise. Rebounds even at 23. Turnovers were a big, big situation or a big deal tonight. Rock Island makes 15, and we continue to just dog him in the half court the entire second half, and I thought wore them down and really guarded beautifully in the half court. And we only commit 8 against a defense here that is on you like a glove. So
we said at the beginning
that was one of our keys, taking care of the ball here tonight, and we did that beautifully. And again, got to the rim with being what we want to do as Galesburg basketball, being aggressive wins and that certainly paid the price, or that certainly was a story down the stretch.
Free throw shooting, Rock Island 14 of 24 for the game, Silver Streaks 13 of 23. And, you know, it seemed like Rocky missed a ton there in the fourth quarter. They still were 7 of 12. It's not terrible in the fourth quarter. And it seemed like the Streaks were making big ones down the stretch, and they were only 11 of 16 in the fourth quarter.
But we got to the line.
But it was the timely ones, yeah.
Yep, and double the free throws. And you don't see this happen very often. Tom Siegel, Coach Ball Club. And, again, I credit us. We just made plays. It wasn't anything so much that Rocky did. We just continued to make plays and chip away and get such an impressive win here tonight.
Individual scoring, Jameer Price leads Rock Island with 15. Jamal Randall finished with 10. Jaden Tucker finished with 9. Randy Tucker fouled out of the game with 8 points. Ben Ellis also had 8, all of those in the second half. Justin Randall, Aaron Voss each finished with 4. No one else for Rock Island scored. For the Silver Streaks, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, Cornell Dotson, also ended up as the leading scorer with 15. Andrew Anderson, I thought, had a tremendous game, even kind of a slow start here tonight, but he finished strong, 14 points. We can't forget his big three-point play that he made in the fourth quarter that gave Galesburg the lead when he knocked down the free throw and made it 58-57. So two players in double figures for the Silver Streaks. Jalen McCants finished with 8. Nick Fields, 7. Big game for Nick as well in a lot of different ways. Eric Price with 6. Jacob Carl had 4. He was the Streaks' leading rebounder with 6. Khalil Hodge, Tylen Parks with 3. And, of course, Tylen with that big steal and the three-point play on the basket and the free throw as well. 60-58, Galesburg wins it. They're 20-8, 5-3 in the conference, and they'll go for their third conference win in 5 days. Mike Reynolds said in the postgame, we're gonna try to make history. We're going to try to do what no one else has ever done, and that's what he's talking about. Three conference wins in 5 days. Back to wrap things up from Rock Island when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
I'm Will Stevenson. Galesburg's Evening News will be live from Springfield tomorrow night with reaction from Governor Bruce Rauner's budget address. That's tomorrow night at 5 on WGIL.
Final thoughts here from Rock Island, where Galesburg pulls off just a monumental fourth quarter comeback. Steve and I were just talking off the air. I said that there's two thoughts I kind of want to leave here with, and then Steve, any thoughts you might want to add to it or other thoughts of your. First of all, when we look back at the Moline game, which the Streaks did not lose by 150 points, it just felt like it at times. The Streaks actually lost by 16. And then the Quincy game. Those were two games that we talked during those games. Streaks got off to a horrible start in those games. But we were talking even during the, you know, we just need to hang in there. Somebody just needs to play. We just need to, you know, just get some stops here and try to right the ship. And they never did. Here tonight, that very same thing could have happened, but it was what I was starting to talk to Mike Reynolds about. That deficit, we even said it during the game. It's like this 9-point wall that we can't get past. But the bottom line was they hung around. They didn't let the game get away from them. And consequently, they were able to mount the fourth quarter comeback. And then the second point is, here we are again, fourth quarter, talking about this Silver Streaks team. Another big fourth quarter. This team is really gaining quite the identity here late in the season.
Yeah, in regards to the fourth quarter, you feel like that you, if you continue to do that, that you can finish big, that you're never out of a game. And don't think that your opponent doesn't know that. And back to your point about hanging around, this is a team game, and there's the point to be made there when you do that like we did here tonight. Individuals have to step up and make plays. We talked about countless individuals from Tylan Parks to Andrew Anderson to Nick Fields to Eric Price to Jalen. Each one of them, and Cornell, each one of those guys stepped up at some point in time to make a play there that continue to cut that deficit. And you put that together cumulatively, that's what a team does. And we didn't have that before in those other losses. That's got to give them enormous confidence. And that's one of those things that if you're going to make a deep run of the playoffs and get better as the season goes along, you have to do. You've got to take the next step in a number of areas. I thought we saw that tonight.
60-58, Galesburg rallies from a 15-point second-half deficit to win it. And again, 20-8 on the season now, 5-3 in the Western Big Six, and Rock Island loses another tough game in the Western Big Six as they drop to 4-4. Our next game, Friday night at Moline. So this gauntlet of a series continues, but gosh, what a great start it's gotten off to. And the Silver Streaks will come ready to do battle against a Moline team that's kind of slipped here a little bit in the last few weeks. And they'll
look
be coming ready to go.
In a big way.
And so we'll have that one Friday night, 7:06 pregame, 7:30 tip-off at Geneseo Saturday night. But again, don't forget, Galesburg girls basketball in regional semifinal action tomorrow. They're the second game of the day at Macomb against Canton. So if things are running on time, Tom and Eric will have pregame at 7:06 and tip-off at 7:30 tomorrow night in regional play from Macomb. Good luck to Evan Massey's team and the Galesburg girls basketball team. Once again, the final here, Rock Island slips in the end, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks take advantage of it. Big comeback in a 60-58 win. And for James Noble of the Downtown Studios, your broadcast engineer tonight, for Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Benowitz. We'll be back with you again Friday night from Moline. Looking forward to it. Have a good rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.